Dear.
Hmm?
You're starting to burn. Come into the shade.
It's early still.
You want some lotion on your back? Maybe after breakfast we could go to the theater. I'd love to see Double Parked on Trouble Street again.
What's that noise? You hear that?
What?
Quiet! Kill the FX.
The airlock. You left the airlock activated. Again.
Oh. Where are we then?
The control room, remember?
Ah. Well then, through the airlock, what do you say? The leap of faith.
There's no way of knowing.
No, I suppose not. But not today. Tomorrow, maybe?
It's your decision.
Computer, deactivate the airlock. Sometimes I wish the screens would show Verena's ghost or burning babies on meat hooks or Jesus Christ transfigured. I could accept any of those because I don't believe that there's nothing out there. Maybe the instruments aren't sensitive enough to register the absolute, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We have to find a way to go beyond our limitations.
Absolutely.
But first, let's eat.
Will you put some clothes on? You shouldn't be walking around half naked. They'll get the wrong impression.
You see how she clings to convention? Nobody can see me.
I can.
I meant nobody real. But I love her anyway. All right, we can stop by the room on the way to the galley. I do feel a chill. Dinner is always the highlight. Stimulate the senses with food stylings and the mind with sharp wit. I allow myself 2 meals a day, breakfast and dinner. I have to watch my weight. I really don't get enough exercise prowling around the ship.
That's okay. There's just more of you to love.
Since she doesn't eat, Gretchen usually tells funny stories during dinner. And my favorite one is about the whitewater canoeing course we took.
We almost drowned.
And you tried to blame me.
I told you that rock was on your left. Your left, I said.
And we slammed sideways into a boulder the size of a refrigerator.
I fell overboard.
Yeah, but I didn't lose my head. I stayed with the canoe and thrust the paddle at you.
You saved my life is what you did.
Well, I got you back in the boat at least.
You still don't know your left from your right.
Or up from down.
Or the beginning from the end. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't remember. Have I shown you my room yet? It's not as big as the project manager's, nor as high-tech as the captain's quarters. I suppose I could move, but this place has sentimental value. Besides, maybe they'll come back someday. I wouldn't want anyone to think I doubted them. I still keep Verena's clothes in the locker, and that's a picture of us.
To my true love on our 5th anniversary. We have forever, darling. To my true love on our 5th anniversary. We have forever, darling. To my true love...
Enough already. Let's see, I was 34 then, which would make her 38. We married late. And here's the bed that we never slept in. When I look at it now, I wonder how we both could have fit. We would have been at each other's throats before long. I like to stretch out at night. Why did I come in here again?
You were getting dressed.
Ah. How about this one?
Yellow isn't a good color for you.
Here's a blue. You like blue?
Too much Velcro.
Fine then, I'll just spray something on. Satisfied?
You look wonderful.
Then I'll run ahead to the galley and start dinner. I'm going to make my specialty.
Wonderful.
I hope you like meatloaf. Keep them busy for a few minutes, will you, Cleo? I'll see you all in the mess.
Wonderful. turn off that damn music? How does he seem to you? I'm worried about him. He's been brittle lately, like a glass angel. Nothing I do makes him happy. Not like before. He was very upset at first, but at least he'd let me comfort him. When he stopped trying to remember what happened, I thought that was progress. He wanted to accept our situation, make the best of it. But month after month passed, and there was no relief. I know that depressed him. And then he started playing with time. He started swinging back and forth, skipping ahead to the bells to see if anything had changed at the end, going back to the moment he woke up alone and reliving it all again.
Where are you? Anyone? Anyone, please!
I don't know what he needs anymore. I do my best to keep smiling. I tell him how wonderful he is. And it's whatever he wants in bed. Sometimes I worry he takes me for granted. It's not easy for me either. I have nightmares, you know, about them. Her, especially. The real one.
To my true love on our fifth anniversary, we have
you
forever...
Bitch!
Darling.
There's a beautiful chef's knife in the galley. 20 centimeters long. High carbon stainless, forged in Germany. It's his favorite. Uses it for everything. He probably has it in his hand right now. In the nightmare, I'm holding his knife, prowling the halls. The handle is blood hot. When I listen at doors, I hear them breathing. I rub the flat of the blade across my lips and think of her kissing him. They all have reasons for being on board. Important things to accomplish. Why am I here? To chatter? To amuse? Any one of them could tell stories and still do something worth doing. Sleep with him. She did it. And had responsibility for water distribution and sewage treatment besides. I think she was cheating on him. I know she took him for granted.
Darling.
It would have killed him to find out. He was in love.
There.
Oh. In my dream, the knife is long and hot. I can hear her breathing. Throat feels thick. That's all.
Connie, are you still talking? I swear, there's no keeping you quiet. But come to the FX, come on. It's a special treat. I've set a picnic table on the beach.
You could have eaten in the mess. I don't mind, really.
Well, except you've always said how the mess is so depressing. All those tables and empty chairs. Those little pasta things are spätzle from Switzerland. They're great with butter. Or, here, try them with gravy. And here's salad, produce fresh from the tanks. And this is the famous meatloaf. My very own culinary masterpiece. In fact, it's about the only work of art I've created since the ship warped.
Except for me.
Would you like the recipe? It's really good eating. Take this down, Janice.
Yes, dear.
Faster than light meatloaf. 500 grams ground meat, 2 grams salt, 1 gram pepper.
Slow down.
half small onion, chopped about 50 grams, 50 grams powdered Ovo binder or one egg beaten.
Hey, hold on a minute,
30 grams stale bread, crumbled, half green pepper chopped, about 50 grams, 200 grams creamed corn. Got all that?
What do you think?
Preheat oven to 190 degrees Celsius. Mix all ingredients, holding back half the creamed corn. Form into loaf and bake 50 minutes. Heat extra corn and pour over finished loaf. Serves two.
Just what we need. More leftovers.
You can substitute whole corn if necessary, but then you lose the topping. Creaming the corn is well worth the extra trouble, in my opinion. You know how memories attach themselves to certain aromas? I smell creamed corn, and I'm in Grandma's dining room at Thanksgiving, and I'm a happy little kid again.
Are you done with that?
I missed creamed corn in my first marriage. Farina used to say it looked like vomit. Ground meat is, of course, rather hard to come by this side of sea. Luckily, there was an ample supply on board.
So now what?
After dinner, we usually run Sims here in the FX. Sometimes we put on one of my vids. Eve enjoys them. Or pretends to. Then we go to bed.
Why don't you show them your double parked on Trouble Street? It's so layered. Every time I watch it, I see things I'd missed before.
Truth to tell, I'm awfully sick of my old stuff. So why don't we just skip to the bells? It's an advantage I have. I don't necessarily have to stick around through the boring parts. From my inertial framework, I can clearly see that sequence is an illusion. At reasonable speeds, time's arrow appears to travel in one direction only, from the past to the future, yesterday, today, tomorrow. But I'm moving at an irrational velocity, tomorrow, yesterday.
The end.
It never ends. Has it ever ended?
No.
It's a loop, isn't it? I know what's going to happen. We'll just circle back to the beginning.
Maybe this time it'll be different.
You think so? Or are you just telling me what I want to hear? Ah. The bells, then.
Dear, you're starting to burn. Come into the shade.
It's early still.
You want some lotion on your back? We could play some racquetball. Get into the air conditioning. Or else we could just go to bed.
Oh, I'm not sleepy.
That's all right. Neither am I.
We make love. That shouldn't surprise you. Sex mostly happens between the ears, not between the thighs. I take pleasure from the way her lips part, the bloom on her cheeks. At the end, a moan catches for a moment in her throat. And then...
Listen.
I thought I knew every noise the ship could make, but I've never heard this before. I can tell Indira is confused, too. Computer, what's going on? What are those bells?
All internal systems are nominal. Ship sensors cannot detect the external environment.
Do you hear those bells?
Internal sensors detect no unusual sounds.
This is the end.
Yes! I can feel the blood stir within me, neurons fire in my fingertips. You don't realize what this means. After all the deadening sameness, a life-giving mystery. Let's see what's happening in the control room.
You go ahead. There's something I have to do.
Nothing here has changed. The external screens are still blank. The instrumentation must be conspiring with the computer. Where are they? Kind of reminds me of church bells calling the faithful to service.
Hello? Hello?
Sandy?
I'm at the main airlock. You better come.
On my way.
Thank you.
It's not my fault. When he imagined me, he did better work than he thought. Exceeded his limitations. He needed more than a mirror. So now I love him for my own reasons. I do love him. You must understand that. It's just that we can't go on like this. He's afraid to change, because that might unblock his memory. But he wants me to change, and I have to remember.
You're the last one, Sweet.
Stop this! What are you crazy?
It wasn't just him.
Something's wrong.
They did it to one another.
God.
Some of them just disappeared.
Help!
Who knows what happened to them? But then the doctor took an overdose of Passanol, and the captain stopped eating, and there was the murder-suicide, and soon the halls reeked of blood. At the end, he was able to pull back from the madness. He was the only one.
No!
He found a way to survive. I have to do the same.
What have you told them?
Listen.
This is the place, isn't it? The bells are ringing just outside the hull.
Do you understand what they're saying? They're calling me to become real.
I wonder if this is how the others went. Verena. They answered the call of the bells. Oh, the bells are very loud here. You can't ignore them.
I can't stay anymore. I've reached my destination.
Oh, all right. I'll admit it. I'm scared. But when she turns her face up toward me, it doesn't matter. I love her. I don't want to lose her, too.
Will you come with me? I can't live without you.
The ship seems different. The computer must have missed something. I'm sure of it. I can feel a stillness in the deck. The vibrations have stopped. And it's getting cold. As if space is breaching the seals of the airlock.
It's not space out there. It's something incredible, wonderful. That's why we have to go, to find out for ourselves. It's why they went. Maybe some of them are still out there waiting for us.
Oh, Verena? Waiting? How will I explain Maggie here to her? What would they think of one another? It's impossible.
Everything here is impossible. And yet you've created it. Make me another, a better world. I believe in your imagination.
Activate the airlock.
Ship's sensors cannot detect.
Override! Override everything!
Open the exterior hatch! I'm going! Please, please come, please!
Turn off that damn horn! How's a man supposed to think? Okay. So now there's only the interior hatch left. A single barrier between me and the absolute... Oh, hear that? The ship's hull is ringing like a bell.
You can do whatever you set your mind to.
It's as if I no longer control my actions. The bell's deafening. Her trust rings in my head. My muscles twitch with her faith in me.
You know I love you.
But you... The rest of you out there, you've already decided what's beyond the hatch. Majority opinion wants me to pull back. Don't open the hatch. You say, don't kill yourself. But what if you're wrong? You're seeing this from a different point of view. You're still locked in the logic of space-time. String theory tells us the dimension of the observer is all important. How can you possibly hope to know what is happening outside a starship that has exceeded the speed of light? You can't hear these incredible bells. And despite everything I said, you still don't accept my imaginary wife. Has anyone ever believed in you as much as she believes in me? Kiss me. Anne, please. Will you kiss me?
And this is how it all began.
Where are you? Verena?
Stop this! What are you crazy?
I told you never...
Help!
There's no one left to help.
Hey!
What? Something's wrong. I must have fallen out of bed. I can feel the ship's vibration in my cheekbone. It's as if the decks are ringing, except there's no sound. Verena? Verena? She's never where she's supposed to be. Hell. When was I crying? Oh my God, is that blood? Blood all over. Everywhere. Where are you? Anyone? Anyone, please? Gone. All the rooms. Empty. No one in the library or the mess? The control room. Abandoned. There's an odd animal stink in the air. Like something died. Alone. I can't handle this. Talking to yourself already, not good. Not good. There has to be someone else. I need someone else or I'll go crazy!
You're not crazy.
I don't recognize her at first. She's so pale. Dazed.
Please. Please tell me you're not crazy.
You know, I always hated it when Verena cried. She used tears as a lever to move me. I wouldn't be here if she hadn't sobbed. Now I realize if I don't help this one, she'll fall apart too.
Please.
Who are you?
I don't... Who do you want me to be?
And that's how we fall in love. It makes no sense, but there it is.
Impossible things happen, you know?
Ah. There's a kind of music to her voice, don't you think? When she talks, I hear bells.